And just a few words about yoga before we go to your questions. Since Swami Vivekananda first introduced yoga to the West, and that was more than 100 years ago, yoga has become as American as apple pie. Seems like everybody loves yoga. It's the go-to story for reporters who now produce an average of 8 yoga stories a day in the English-speaking world. And people around the world are now dropping $3 billion a year on yoga classes, on books, on videos, on mats. You have to have your mat color coordinated with your yoga clothing. Yoga is rapidly becoming integrated in virtually every phase of life. Even secular institutions like public education and healthcare are starting to employ yoga. And of course, the real problem from my perspective is that it has been thriving among evangelicals. Because of its rock star status, I decided to develop an acronym, the acronym YOGA, so that you can remember what the yoga practice entails. So here's how it goes. The Y in yoga should remind you of the word yoga, which means yoke or unite. And the idea of yoking or uniting is to yoke or unite with the god of Hinduism, with Brahman, who is the impersonal cosmic consciousness of the universe. So yoga is a means by which a person has his mind merged with the universal mind. So again, the Y means yoke, yoga, to unite, and it is to unite yourself with the impersonal cosmic consciousness of the universe. The O should remind you of Om, which is a sacred Sanskrit syllable, which is cherished by Hindu yogis as the spoken quintessence of the universe. And if you repeat it over and over again, it becomes the principal means by which you can work yourself into an altered state of consciousness. Achieving an altered state of consciousness has a purpose. The purpose is to dull the critical thinking process because the mind is seen to be the obstacle to enlightenment. So the goal becomes to create a new man, a man who is happily mindless. And what was once relegated to the kingdom of the cults is now being replicated in churches. Now, in the ashrams of the cults, there's no pretense. In churches, it's a prostitution. Despite dangers like possession or insanity, Hindu gurus openly encourage trance states through which devotees tap into realms of the demonic and supposedly discover their higher selves. And everything's written off as progress on the road to enlightenment. So again, the Y should remember the word yoke or yoga to unite with the impersonal cosmic consciousness of the universe. The O or is a mantra through which you can achieve an altered state of consciousness. The G in yoga represents gurus who are disseminating yoga for the express purpose of achieving this oneness with this impersonal god of Hinduism. And there have been a lot of very significant yogis in the West, like Swami Vivekananda, who in 1893 used the Parliament of World Religions to skillfully sow the seeds for a new global spirituality. Or Vivekananda, who is proudly hailed as the father of yoga in the West and founded the LA-based Self-Realization Fellowship, which has been an incredible means for them of disseminating this practice to multiplied millions of Americans. Another is Swami Muktananda, who popularized Kundalini Yoga, which is the method by which, well, this is alleged at least, a divine energy which resides as a coiled serpent at the base of your spine is aroused. It ascends through chakras and aims for union with the Hindu deity Shiva in a seventh chakra, which is located in the crown of your head. At least that's the story. And it's become so successful in terms of a practice that, again, it's become common fare in classrooms, in corporations, and as I mentioned earlier, even in churches. So lots of gurus disseminating the practice and very successfully in the West. The A, and this is an important word to remember, asana. So you have Y, yoke, O, G, gurus, and A, asanas. And that is the repetition of body postures that are used to achieve a feeling of oneness with the cosmic energy flow of the universe. And if you couple that with breathing exercises and meditation practices, these asana, or these positions, are the pathway to serenity and spirituality. And multitudes are being seduced into believing that these asanas are spiritually neutral. Of course, nothing could be farther from the truth. Swami Parham said to think of asanas as mere body positions or as mere stretching exercises is kind of like believing baptism is an underwater exercise. Here's the bottom line. We want you to know about yoga because an alarming number of Western Christians believe today that they can achieve physical and spiritual well-being through a form of yoga that is divorced from its Eastern underpinnings. In reality, attempts to Christianize Hinduism only Hinduizes Christianity. And so again, the memorable acronym YOGA is there for you so that you will be wary of a practice that seeks to transition you from the kingdom of Christ to the world of the occult. Now, there are a number of different ways in which you can get further information on yoga. First, you can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, and you can download articles that we've written on yoga. Secondly, we have some back issues of the journal in which Elliot Miller, who is editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal and expert on the New Age movement, wrote a series of articles on yoga. Now, we only have some back issues available, and they're only available, of course, as quantities last. So if you want to find out about getting a hard copy, getting the actual magazine with the articles, check it out, give us a call. Go to the World Wide Web at equip.org or just write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can get my yoga acronym and the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. It's available in all the places I just mentioned. You can also order a personalized copy for your gift of $100 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. But again, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.